it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Well, sounds about right to me. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, Joe's off today, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us a bunch of affiliates all around the country that we love, and they love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. It's all about the ways, platforms, devices, everything that you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Let's start with the actual homepage of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. There's a giant listen live button there. And what you can do, take your little mousey poo, click on it, boom, we're live, we're in living color, which, you know, we could be in black and white for all you know, but we're there. And you can hear the show, which is a beautiful thing. But if you're not sitting still, if you're radio on the go, which is what this is all about, you're heading to the gym, you're heading to work, you're heading to the beach. Hey, yesterday was the first, thank God, first official day of summer. So it rained here in New York. Not really, just a little bit. But you're heading to the beach. Beach is good. Beach is summer. Use your sunblock, put your towel out, and use your device. Get your Android, get your iPhone, bring your tablet. Man, if you bring your tablet to the beach, you're a tool. You use your phone and listen to you some Spano and Black, because you could just literally go to iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, whatever it is, and there we are, live, archive, whatever it is. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. Those guys and girls protect us. You read the headlines, you know what's going on in the world. Each and every day they're putting their lives on the line to make sure my sorry behind can just talk about something as trivial as sports. And we love them for it. Right now, we're going to tap on the brakes, step aside. When we come back, we'll set the table for this mess known as Spano and Black. Don't go anywhere.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
So you've got a few cabinets to hang. Few meaning this is going to be a good month. You know what'll make it an even better month? Saving 10% off Hampton Bay cabinets at the Home Depot. Buy any combination of 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets and you'll save 10% off your order. So, enjoy that hang time. 10% off 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets. Select finishes ship in as few as 2 days at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid May 1st through August 2nd.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
And that's me. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Yeah, I'm still fighting that cold, but I'm all right. Getting through it now. It's just a little bit of laryngitis, and we'll push our way through, and within the next day or two, we'll be good. I'm going to go bake it out on the beach with a couple of beers right after the show. It'll be a beautiful thing. No, not right after the show, but, you know, at least when drinking is respectable on the beach, which is, well, about 6-7 minutes from now. Let's set the table for this. We've got a nice show in front of us. We're going to have a good time. A lot of basketball. Man, there is just it. The draft is tomorrow. We get it. And it unlike many sports, and to be fair, the National Football League is doing much better than it used to be. But, you know, there are a lot of teams that you know, stand still. And they're just, it's through the draft. This is our system. This is what we do. Man, in the NBA, there ain't no such fears. And teams are pulling the trigger. They're getting rid of big-time names. They're getting past lottery picks, top three picks. They're flying all over the place. The logo just got a $3 million a year deal, and not because he can shoot the ball anymore, but got to be a consultant for the Warriors, i.e. let's lure LeBron James to Los Angeles. And I mean, man, it is flying hot and heavy. And in hour two, to talk about all of it, because he's on his way to New York, is Sean Devaney from the Sporting News, and he'll be talking to us at 40 after hour number two. But, you know, draft is tomorrow. Moves are being made. There's rumored speculation up here in New York that the unicorn is on the market, and there's a lot going on with that. But as we get ready to cross the Rubicon into newly minted millionaires, it's, whew, wow. There's a lot going on. So where do I start? Well, let's start with moving day as a whole. The market for Paul George, who, and we'll back this up a couple of days, who has made it known that he is not going to play for the Pacers after this year, has gotten extremely large, and that's the move that hasn't been made thus far. But now everybody is in the market for it. He has major interest in one team, and this has been no secret, the Lakers. But LeBron has supposedly reached out, and the Cavaliers are interested, even if it's a one-year rental, to get Paul George on the team. And then all of a sudden, it's Kyrie and Paul George and LeBron. And I don't know if Kevin Love goes, Kevin Love stays. But if Indiana could possibly get Kevin Love for Paul George, you got to pull the trigger on that right away. Boom, right away. Guy's a proven star in the league when he's the featured guy. He's shown that he can subjugate his ego, take a back seat. You know, if the Lakers are feeling insecure, well, the Lakers just moved D'Angelo Russell. And would they be willing to deal Julius Randle? Which is entirely possible. I mean, there is a multitude of possibilities. And I mean, you know, Julius Randle with the health issues, and they limited his minutes, but he managed to get through 74 games. And in the 74 games, 13 points and 8 boards. He'll develop more offensively. You know, that was only in 28 minutes a game. So it's woof. I mean, hello. Griffin gets fired in Cleveland. Unexpectedly. Although, if you look at the history of Dan Gilbert, he's never extended a GM. And that goes all the way back to Danny Ferry. He also doesn't pay his general managers. They come in and they work for significantly less than a lot of people in the league work for who are in that position. That being said, the de facto GM of the Cleveland Cavaliers was put on notice, basically, and that's LeBron James. You know, let's be clear about this, and I got into a pretty heated argument with somebody yesterday who just said, well, you know, it's LeBron, he should be able to do whatever he wants. I said, well, you know, that's all well and good. I said, but a guy with a B in his bank account, and it ain't LeBron with a B. It's Dan Gilbert with a B, as in billions, signs the paychecks, last time I looked. They don't like each other. Hello? They do not like each other. And if LeBron decides after next year's opt-out to take a walk, well, don't be surprised. Now, I made the statement here, he's not going to win another ring. And I really believe that. But I'm sure he doesn't. And unless the Cavaliers can get something like, well, a Jimmy Butler or a Paul George to stopgap that 1 year, maybe they can make another run out of the East. But after that, number one, it becomes Kyrie's team if he even decides to re-up. Number two, they don't have a draft pick this year. They do next year, but they can't trade it because of the old rule. So they're going to have to start from scratch. And when I mean from scratch, you know, they'll be bottoming out. People forget they went 2-for-3 on their number one overall picks. You know, LeBron, Kyrie, which truthfully, of the ones that they did, that was the riskiest. Because of the fact he was injured and had barely played in college. But they hit a home run on that. But the other one, Michael Bennett, you know, people forget that one. That's the biggest bust in the history of the NBA. If he's playing basketball, I'd like to know where it is. I'm going to look it up on the break. Or my handy producer could do it and send me a text. You know, look, he being Dan Gilbert, is a very stubborn little man. He does not like being told what to do. He swallowed his pride. He said all the right things when LeBron decided to come back. But they don't like each other. Because Dan Gilbert owns the team. and LeBron James is the team. And if they divorce again, which it's probably going to happen, that's going to be as nasty a breakup as you're going to see. So, you know, don't, if you're a Cavalier fan, right now you're in a very, very tenuous place. You got to make sure that all your ducks are in a row for next year. You know you can't beat the Dubs. So how do you go about it? You know, if you get Kevin Love out of there for Paul George for a one-year rental, boy, you better win. Because once that stops, you ain't going to win for a while. And I mean a while. It's tapping the brakes. We come back. We're going to pick it up right there. Don't go anywhere. I'm Bob Black.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ah, man. God, I love winning. I really do. 1-800-878-PLAY is phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number. Of the attack. And, look, Cleveland has won, 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 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1 for a long time. But they're getting close to not winning. And, oh, by the way, Anthony Bennett, I think I said Michael, but Anthony, to give you a synopsis of the NBA career. A 4.4 scoring average from 2013 to 2017. Most games ever in a season was with Minnesota, where he averaged 5.2 points per game. He last played in the EuroLeague 2016-2017 after Brooklyn released him for Fenerbahce, where he started 10 games, played in 10 games, started 4, averaged 6.3 minutes per game, and averaged 1.2 points per game. They won their first EuroLeague title with him on there, so he has a ring. they cut him loose. Biggest bust, number one overall in the history of the NBA, courtesy of the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I know Olawale Kandi, and the list goes on and on of people that didn't make it. But, you know, this kid's, he's 24 years old. I don't know what's going to happen to him. He plays for the Canadian team. He was one of those classic tweeners, but with not a good enough outside shot to make it work for him. You know, I mean, if he handles his money right and handled his money right, he'll be fine. And I'm sure he'll continue to work on his game. But he's going to be a basketball vagabond for the rest of his career. Hopefully, not having made it in the league will not damage him to the point where, you know, he starts to do stupid things with his life, but has been known to happen. You know, Cleveland has missed before. Will they miss again? Well, we'll see. And like I said, Griffin gets fired by the Cavs. And the Cavs are trying to explore other plans. But who's picking up the phone over there? Is it Griffin? I mean, is it, you know, Gilbert? Is it the assistant? Is it Ty Lue? Is it LeBron? Hi, this is LeBron James. You've reached my office. Please leave a message. I'll get back to you with any and all details on a trade that you would like to consummate. And it, now, according to ESPN, their pursuit for those two players has been slowed down. But I doubt it, seriously. But what has happened is, excuse me, at least when it comes to Paul George, the market's opened up because of the fact that the Lakers are now showing that they're willing to deal anything and everything to make it work. Now, Magic Johnson has said that they are not going to deal the number two pick. Okay. Well, if you're willing to give up Julius Randle and, I don't know, next year's for Paul George, that might work its way into the fold. I mean, look, Indiana is literally between the rock and the hard place. They are not going to get fair market value for Paul George. But with that being said, if you can get a Julius Randle, is he going to be a star? No. No. But is there a possibility that he could evolve into a pretty darn serviceable player? Yeah. Yeah, and if I had Turner and Randle up front, I wouldn't be shy about going to war with that bunch. Now, yeah, no, they wouldn't give up next year's. However, the Lakers have the 27 and 28 pick because of the deal that they made with the Nets. I forgot about that. So, I mean, does Julius Randle and Paul George get it done? Maybe you got to give up both. I think Indiana would do that. Now, I mean, Magic and company can hold their breath and hope that they don't move them somewhere else, see Cleveland or Boston. And I don't think Danny is necessarily done either. But, you know, if you had a front line of a big three in L.A. of Paul George, Brooke Lopez, and De'Aaron Fox or Lonzo Ball or, you know, whoever you end up with, Dennis Smith. He's not going number three. But, you know, for the sake of discussion, one of those big three running the show. That's not a bad way to go to war next year. I could do that. And, you know, when you figure out who else would be left on that roster, well, you know, Nick Young's still pretty serviceable. They're not trading Brandon Ingram anywhere. You know, he's probably the untouchable player. They think he's going to be huge. You know, I mean, this guy is a 6'9" shooting guard / small forward. But, you know, he's not going anywhere. And I mean, that's where Indiana's going to aim. They're going to try to get him. But, you know, that's not going to happen. But, you know, you throw him into the mix with Nick Young, and yeah, they don't have any depth. But, you know, okay. You can start competing at that point. You got a gaping hole at power forward. But if you don't have to give up both of your draft picks, and you're the Lakers, maybe, just maybe, you can start in that direction, in that area. So, I'm sure the Lakers are going to get involved in this. It just got better, I think, for Indiana. Because now there are multiple guys out there. Now, what Chicago is saying right now about Jimmy Butler is that he ain't up for grabs. That he wants to stay in Chicago, and they're going to accommodate him. Well, I don't know. I mean, they're claiming in Chicago that it's not a rebuild. And they are trying to approach it that way. Okay, well, I get that. But the reality is that they're not. When you look at the team, they have some good, solid players. They have some good young players. But are they guys that are going to be able to put you over the top. Now, Rajon Rondo will be back next year. But again, he's 31 years old. He still has a lot left. He still can't shoot from outside. But boy, they were going to beat Boston when he got hurt. Bobby Portis, jury's still out on him. I liked what he was able to do once he got into the starting lineup. They finally showed a little faith in him. And he started playing more minutes. You know, he had some air games. He had some good games. But along with the air games came some good signs. It's all consistency. Let's tap on the brakes here for a second. After the break, we're going to come back, explore this a little bit more. It's all NBA today, so get used to it or get lost. I'm Bob Black.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You having any of it?
Well, you better be, because you're stuck with it for about another hour and 20 minutes. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. On my trusty little computer here, I got more draft boards, more rumor and speculation, more newspapers pulled up than you could possibly imagine trying to figure out everything that's going on in the NBA. And I've been bouncing all over the place, but it's only appropriate because the NBA has a ball that really bounces. So that's the approach today. That's the one steady. Sean Devaney from the Sporting News will join us hopefully at 40 after hour number 2. He's traveling, so he's going to be either on Amtrak or recently getting off Amtrak and trying to find a quiet place, which we hopefully will have him do. But right now, we've been talking about Indiana and Chicago and you know, who's going to go where, who's going to land where. Nobody's messing around. And it's interesting because what has become abundantly clear is, and this is a difficult thing for the league to deal with, but nobody is beating Golden State if they keep this unit intact, barring catastrophic injury, for the next couple of years. That's it. That's it. And everybody now is trying to figure out ways that they can do that. Well, people are trying to get creative. You know, one of the fallouts from what happened when they put the Dream Team together down in Miami is that the players, they talk to each other. And anybody that doesn't think that players don't want to win, that they're in it strictly for the money, and there are some. Your current superstar on your team absolutely does not feel that way. And they're trying to maneuver and get themselves into positions where they can team up with friends or fellow talents, fellow elite talent, where they can compete for a championship. Now, Golden State can't take anybody else on. As a matter of fact, Golden State, Durant is going to opt out and then re-sign with Golden State for less money, so they'll have room to be at least competitive with Andre Iguodala. Because one weakness that Golden State has is that their depth is not particularly great. You know, it's Iguodala, Sean Livingston, you know, one or two other guys that are okay. But that's it. So if you're going to get them, it's going to be injury, depth comes into play, and they can't quite get there. Well, with all the movement that, you know, is happening right now and all the stuff that's speculated, they're trying, some of these other teams, to get competitive. I mean, it's all well and good to make the playoffs. It's all well and good to, you know, get your team to 50 wins. But if you can't get past that, well, okay. No banners. You know, you'll all talk about how, oh, we had a really good team, but, you know, the dubs were the dubs. And that'll be it. Well, Chicago, as I said before we went to the break, they're one of those teams, and they didn't even get the 50 wins. But they do have a pretty significant amount of young talent on the team. They're going to have to sort out their point guard situation. You know, they made the deal with OKC to get Cameron Payne. And next year is his Fisher cut bait year because they're going to want him to start. You know, take the offseason, get your act together, and beat out Rajon Rondo. But the question right now is, what do you do with Jimmy Butler? Now, supposedly he's out in the market, but then yesterday Chicago told their guys to cool their jets as far as the other teams, because he has told management he wants to stay. He's still young enough where you can build around him. But they're going to have to get it right, because he's literally right in the heart of his prime right now. I mean, they're going to have to add two players within the next 2 years that can make it work for Jimmy Butler. Yeah, 24 points a game. Guy's a superstar, and he is a superstar. and he plays both ends of the court. I'm looking. Yeah, Chicago doesn't even have a first-round pick this year. First pick for them is in the second round. Tough decision to make. What direction do you go? Do you dump him and try to get the mother load? You know, as much as Cleveland would like him, I don't know that that happens. I don't know what they can give up other than Kevin Love. You know, that's the name. It's Kevin Love, and that's it. You know, and it's for both guys, Paul George, Jimmy Butler. But then what do you do with Bobby Portis? I mean, look, there's no comparison as far as talent, but they have high hopes for Portis to evolve. That's you know, that's a tough decision. That is a tough decision. Oh, Pekovic's gone. Timberwolves cut him loose. That's interesting. Ay, ay, ay. Lots of headlines. Everything changes. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good player. Just can't stay on the court. So, you know, again, lots of tough decisions to be made. And like I said, unlike the National Football League, I mean, you're talking hot and heavy. Hot and heavy movement. I mean, look at the headlines right now. All right, and here's another NBA trade. This one just popped up. Dwight Howard to Charlotte. Well, that ended quickly. Vagabond Dwight Howard. We'll get into the trades at the top of the hour, but again, you know, we're talking. Oof. A lot of guys right now. Now, this is just one of many projected at this point in time. But as the draft stands right now, most of the mocks have Markelle Fultz going at number one and Ball still going to the Lakers at number two. From there in, it gets pretty damn interesting. Lakers go Lonzo at two, like I said. Josh Jackson, who everybody now has as the number three, going to Boston, which would preclude, at least in theory, a move for Gordon Hayward. Unless they plan on playing him at the two guard, which is good. Jason Tatum going at four to Phoenix. Now, like I said, this is just random mock here. De'Aaron Fox going to Sacramento. Jonathan Isaac, who many have compared to Kevin Durant, going to Orlando. Dennis Smith going to Minnesota. Nikina going to the Knicks. Zach Collins going to Dallas. Malik Monk going to Sacramento, top 10. And then Lauri Markkanen going to Charlotte, who just made the deal for Dwight Howard. Ay, ay, ay. Now, that's all in flux. I mean, let's be fair. All of that stuff is kind of random at this point in time. But, you know, that's pretty much, excuse me, how these guys have been rated. And how it has gone. And, of course, the one that we haven't gotten to yet, which we'll talk about in hour two, is the Knicks apparently being open to trading Porzingis. But they want the mother load. And, you know, look, I've heard a lot of criticism of Phil Jackson since this leaked out yesterday. But, you know, if Phil can get the mother load, and what I mean by the mother load is 3-4 first round unprotected draft picks and a solid player. Well, hello. You'd have to think about it. Because I don't see how they're going to unload Carmelo. Now, do I think the Knicks will trade him? No, I don't. What I could see them doing is if Portland is targeting somebody specifically at 8 that they would like to have, I could see them giving up 2 of their first round picks in this draft. And it would have to be the higher 2 in order for the Knicks to do it. Now, on the other side of the coin, if you decided to get involved, I'm just, you know, doing a little speculating here. But, you know, for the sake of discussion, Portland was a team that you decided to dance with. And they wanted Kristaps. Well, it has to start with Nurkic. You know, head to leg. And all their draft picks this year. And I got news for you. If I got that, I'd do it. In a heartbeat. Let's tap. Finish up hour one. Yeah, I'll just throw it out there. We'll have fun.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
Yeah, well, think about how David Griffin feels. 1-800-878-PLAYS. Phone number 1-800-878-7529. App about Black 71 if you're inclined on Twitter. But, you know, again, and we'll get into it more on the other side. But, you know, if you're Phil and you're sitting there with a commodity and it was funny, as soon as the rumor started that Porzingis was on the market, and look, there's nothing wrong with people calling. And there's nothing wrong with Phil listening, because you never know. He may get that one deal that blows him out of the water. But they're not going to give him up unless that happens. And like I said, just for the sake of discussion, as it were, if Portland wants Porzingis, it starts with, we'll give you Porzingis for Nurkic 15 and 20. We keep our 8. You can keep the one further down. They draft again at 26. Nurkic, 15 and 20. We keep our 8. You get Porzingis. I'd do that. I know it's heresy in New York. I'd do it. Fun stuff. Let's step aside. Top of the hour. We'll crank it up all over again. A lot of trades in the NBA. We'll start dissecting them. And then at 40 after hour number 2, Sean Devaney from The Sporting News. Don't go anywhere. It's NBA time.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican Karen Handel is the representative-elect following yesterday's special U.S. House election in suburban Atlanta, Georgia. In her victory speech, Handel invoked the names of some who have held that seat before, including Newt Gingrich and, most recently, Tom Price, who's now Health and Human Services chief.
These statesmen have created very, very big shoes to fill, and I will do my level best to live up to the standards that they have set.
Handel's race against Democrat Jonathan Ossoff, the most expensive U.S. House race in history. Meanwhile, in South Carolina, Republican Ralph Norman is the winner of a special election there to fill the seat left vacant by now Budget Director Mick Mulvaney. Breaking overnight, Travis Kalanick has resigned as CEO of Uber, the ride-sharing service he founded in 2009. This is USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I need to take care of my heart at the cellular level with Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 from Life Extension. This powerful antioxidant promotes heart health and cellular energy production. Now you can get Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 at half off, plus free shipping and handling, plus a free six-month subscription to Life Extension magazine. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622, or go to lifeextension.com/war. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It is high time that we turn the page on this failed Obamacare experiment.
Republican Senator John Thune speaking yesterday about the need to repeal and replace Obamacare, as Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's going to happen soon. Terry Moore with an update.
McConnell said Obamacare must be repealed and replaced.
Today, Obamacare is nearing full collapse. We have to act, and we are.
The House narrowly passed a health care bill last month, and Senate Republicans have been drafting their own version of the measure. Republicans hope to get their health care bill passed before the 4th of July recess. Democrats complain the bill is being crafted behind closed doors, without public hearings. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
They must be ashamed that just like the House bill, the Senate Trump care bill will put health care out of the reach of millions of Americans.
The White House says President Trump might announce this week whether there are indeed tapes of his conversations with former FBI Chief James Comey. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges, that's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
A White House effort to foster a new peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians continuing, with President Donald Trump's advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, now in the Middle East. Kushner will be meeting with leaders from both sides during this mission. As it began, Israel angering the Palestinians by breaking ground yesterday on a new town in the West Bank, the first settlement Israel has created in that volatile area since the mid-1990s. O.J. Simpson's parole hearing now just a month away, set for July 20th. Here's Tom Roberts.
The 69-year-old former football star has served 9 years behind bars for a 2007 armed robbery involving sports memorabilia. If Simpson is granted parole, he could walk out of prison in October. Simpson was acquitted more than 20 years ago of killing his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman.
At least 17 million Americans under a tropical storm warning now as Tropical Storm Cindy is in the Gulf south of Louisiana. Dennis Felchin of the National Hurricane Center says this is going to be a rainmaker.
The expected amounts could be 6 to 9 inches, isolated amounts up to 12 inches over southeastern Louisiana, southern Mississippi, southern Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle.
Winds not expected to be as much of a problem as from some storms, in this case probably gusting to about 50 miles an hour. The storm expected to make landfall in Louisiana sometime early tomorrow. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
A one, two,
you're back. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. You know what it is. That's the drill. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. Love them right back. They love us, the whole nine. Day and age, radio on the go, Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, yeah. You know, look, click on your device. It's really what it comes down to. Everybody's up and at 'em on the East Coast now, except for my drunk friends. And look, you know, you head out, going to the gym, going to the beach, going to Taco Bell, whatever. You know, click on it, there we are. If you're not listening to us on a satellite, your device provides the mechanism. And it's a beautiful thing. Look, the way that media is changing, it is literally, it's so fluid that each and every day you feel like you're trying to shovel water. It ain't the easiest thing to do. But here in the Attack, and at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we've been on the cutting edge since it started to happen. Why? Because we were the first all sports talk station in the country, which was a beautiful thing in itself. But like I said, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, go to our website, click on Listen Live. We're right there. Hey, you know, get your Spano Black, get your Tittle, get your Hefe, get you some Jerry overnight. You know, most important for us, American Forces Radio Network. Relationship we've had for a long time. Hope to have for a long time to come. Hope to be at Army Navy again next year. All the stuff that makes this thing fly. Those guys and girls protect us. I could sit in my bathrobe talking sports. Not that I do that, but I would if I could. It's tapping the brakes, set it up on the other side.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information.
You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
So you've got a few cabinets to hang. Few meaning this is going to be a good month. You know what'll make it an even better month? Saving 10% off Hampton Bay cabinets at the Home Depot. Buy any combination of 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets and you'll save 10% off your order. So, enjoy that hang time. 10% off 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets. Select finishes ship in as few as 2 days at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid May 1st through August 2nd.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's NBA. It's all NBA. You know, Sean Devaney, 40 after the hour. And we'll make sure, hopefully, that he's able to get through. But, you know, running it down as we talked about, we started with David Griffin going out the door with the Cavaliers and have progressed from there into moves, potential moves, and everything else that's been going on. Nobody's sitting still, which is interesting because, you know, this all started with Danny moving the number one pick. And I want to start there because I haven't really had a chance to talk about it. Jerry and I talked about it together. But as we start getting into the trades, you know, you look at what Boston did, flipping the one for the three and picking up another number one next year. It's all well and good in theory. But with their 50-win team this year, they're exposed in certain areas. Number one, they can't score enough. So getting another scorer is going to be paramount to their success. Now, said scorer, they believe, and most people believe, that it's going to be Gordon Hayward off the Jazz. Well, if that's the case, that's great. But they're still missing one piece. And that's a piece that they're not going to get with the number three pick. And what I mean by that is they need a big man to let Al Horford play in position. I've been saying this for years. And look, I get it. The NBA is a perimeter league. Everybody shoots the three. Golden State has shown that you don't need a superstar big man. All of that I agree with. But a traditional team, traditionally constructed, can still win an O'Brien trophy. You know, let's count up the number of teams who have won championships when their best player was a 5'9" point guard. Do, 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 do. Zero. Zero. So you do have to have some level of a big man in there who can protect the rim decently and give you some scoring on the pick and roll. Horford is woefully out of position. His body is taking a pounding against some of the bigger guys that play the position. He needs to be at the power forward position. And when you look at the trade that the Lakers flipped yesterday, getting Brook Lopez, obviously the Lakers believe that you can still win in the traditional way as well. Now, let's just say for the sake of discussion, the Celtics get Gordon Hayward. What does that do to Jay Crowder? Well, Jay Crowder becomes an afterthought. And Jay Crowder's been a nice player for them. Not a star, but a nice player. Does he go to the bench? Does he move on? Is he another piece in the puzzle? Now, when you look at what the Nets, got back in return from L.A., a pretty good deal. Now, I know they're reticent to trade with them, but if Danny Ainge had offered up Jay Crowder, Lopez, not take the Nets pick at the back end and maybe throw in their later round pick, do you think that deal would have gotten done? I think so. Jay Crowder's 26 years old. He would have been a nice piece for the Nets to have. Now, the upside of D'Angelo Russell, obviously, is higher. And they're very reticent, of course, the Nets to turn any kind of deal with Boston after they got screwed. But that was Billy King. That's not Sean Marks. So, you know, I'm looking at Danny, and everybody's saying, well, you know, what a genius. And he got yet another asset to trade. Well, you can't have all of them. And I know the Knicks would be reticent to make a deal with Boston. But if they're calling about Porzingis, it starts with this year's three, next year's Nets pick, another pick, and Jay Crowder, who's operating on a rookie contract. And I got news for you. If I'm Phil, I'd do it. I'd do it. I might even make him throw in the pick this year, the one at the back end of the draft. Maybe he hit a home run there too. And I notice his heresy. But I'll tell you something. When the rumors came out about Porzingis yesterday, his brother was quick to tweet out that we've had our differences, but Kristaps wants to play in New York. So there was a reaction to the fact that Phil was taking calls. Now, Porzingis may leave after his rookie deal. Yeah, but that might happen in 2 years. It's up to the Knicks to put a better team around him and start winning some games. and maybe, just maybe, they can draw a free agent. You know, but with all that being said, the thing I can't understand what happened with Ainge was why he didn't get a big man from Philly that can play the middle. I understand it's Eastern Conference. You don't want to trade with guys that you're going to go up against, but they swapped the number one and the number three. You mean to say they couldn't pry Covington away? Although they, you know, it's kind of repetitious at this point. But I mean, you know, Okafor, you know, first it was the foot, now it's the knee. You know, I mean, I would have tried to get him. I mean, he's been healthy, unlike Embiid. But, I mean, Embiid, they're never going to give him up. And they just have to hope that with his knee now after the foot, and I reversed my injuries there, that he's just not going to be one of those perpetual breakdowns. If he is, they got Hakeem Olajuwon. If not, they got a bust. Let's tap the brakes. We'll come back, pick it up right there after this.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Jim Carrey bringing us back. NBA talking today. Sean Devaney after the next commercial break from the sporting news. And you want to be there for that. Actual trades. Well, let's start in L.A. with the Lakers pulling the trigger on a blockbuster. And it is a blockbuster. I understand that a lot of people think DeMarco Russell is a bust. But I have to be honest, we don't know yet. One thing, he's going to be in the league for quite a while. So, you start there. Everybody's focusing on the Dwight Howard deal, but I want to focus on the Laker deal. Look, Brook Lopez, now that he has become healthy again, because you talk about somebody with foot problems that I was talking about the last break. Look, he can get up and down the court now and there's no issues, or at least it appears that way. And hopefully he won't break down. He's a guy that gives you 20 points and 7.5 to 8 boards a game. He blocks 2 shots a game. You would like him to rebound more, but, that's okay. And, his career, the rebounds last year were down a little bit, but 7 rebounds a game, 18 points in his career. But he scored more than he ever had. He was shooting 3-pointers more than he ever had. He's 29 years old. He's a legit post, back-to-the-basket big man who now has evolved his game a little bit to step out and take the 3. Assuming that the Lakers draft a point guard with the number 2 pick, they're going to be able to do a lot of pick and roll. If it ends up being Lonzo, they'll be able to, because he's a pass first guy. And then you bring in, via trade, more than likely, Paul George. Well, in theory, you got a big 2. And depending on the development of Lonzo, you got a 3. Ingram, lack of depth. Look, they'll compete for a playoff spot. Let's put it that way. Will they be a threat for a championship? No. But they'll compete for a playoff spot as they wait for more free agents to become available and go to the lure of L.A. We were talking about the Knicks before. That's one of the things that doesn't happen with the Knicks. They don't attract free agents because of the way the organization is run. And if you're a Knicks fan and you're worried about Porzingis, that's what you should be worried about. Next year when Carmelo comes off the books, there's going to be a lot of money for the Knicks to spend. But the question is, will they fall into the category of the Bulls where nobody wants it? And that's the dilemma that the Knicks face. Now, back to the Nets. They get D'Angelo Russell, and they get Timofey Mozgov. All right, the contract on Mozgov is not great. But D'Angelo Russell, they now have 2 guards that can play off the ball in D'Angelo Russell and Jeremy Lin. And now, if Lin gets hurt, they don't have to worry about nobody being able to handle the basketball. This kid, everybody needs to relax on this kid.
It's his second year in the league, and he's averaging 15.5 points a game. That's pretty darn good. You know, does he have better games than others? Yeah, of course he does. Could his shooting improve? Yeah. But the Nets, who are in complete rebuilding mode and haven't had a draft pick since the 80s, got a guy who's the number two overall pick 2 years ago. And he's not a bust. Best possible scenario for the Nets. I would have liked to have seen him pick up another draft pick, but, you know, hey, we quibble. And Timofey Mozgov, you know, look, he got buried with the Lakers. Yeah, it just, and that was Mitch's parting gift. A 4-year deal for more money than he's worth. But, you know, he's serviceable. He's a big-time defensive player. Clogs the middle. Doesn't rebound. And doesn't score like Brook. And they sat him out on the back end of the season so they could tank. You know. And again, okay. It's all right, you know. I mean, they'll spend some money on Mozgov. But if they keep getting picks, eventually they'll be able to buy out some of these deals, or maybe one or two of them works out. I mean, they're on the hook for $48 million for the next 3 years. Thank you, Mitch. But they could deal with it. They got some cap room. And their roster has a whole bunch of non-guaranteed contracts on. So, we'll see how it plays. Now, the other one, Dwight Howard. They keep saying, for whatever reason, that every team that picks up Dwight Howard is a winner in the deal. Well, if that was the case, then why does he keep moving around? And look, the guy is skilled. You know, from all accounts, he's a nice guy. Loves to have fun. You know, but he's got that reputation of not being hard-nosed enough to win a championship with him. Now, Rich Cho is no dummy in Charlotte. But he traded out Plumlee. You know, and he had moments with the Nets before he moved to Milwaukee, before he moved to Charlotte, before he, you know. You know, the problem with Dwight Howard is that he gets in the way now on offense. The only points he gets are garbage points. You know, and you know, if Plumlee's more athletic, so I guess from that aspect, he fits Coach Bud's system a little more. But, you know, again, the Hornets pick up the extra pick in this year's draft, so okay. You know, but I mean the Hornets, I'm sorry. And the Hawks get the 41 pick in the second round. You know, they're not getting anything as far as big time players. Bellinelli, you know, is okay. He's a bench guy. Who's been in the league long enough now that you know exactly what he is? And they have to hope that with the fresh start, that Plumlee gives you a little something. You know, like I said, he had that 1 year with the Nets where he looked like he was going to be a guy that could give you double-double. And it's never played out that way. He fell out of the rotation in Charlotte. Jason Kidd didn't like him. And Jason Kidd knew him from the Nets, so he knew what he was getting. You know, all the way around, it just hasn't worked. We'll see if it works with Coach Bud. I mean, in theory, it should. But we'll see. For them, it's more, I think, about clearing roster space. You know, nobody's saying it down in Atlanta, but with Millsap being 31 years old, and next year he can get out, they're in a rebuild. They're not going to say it, but they are. Moving Dwight's part of the process. Looking to clear space, get younger, and tread water. We'll see. Sean Devaney right after this.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, we're efforting Sean Devaney. These guys are traveling all over the place, so, you know, it's... Making it happen is not easy, but, you know, a lot of stuff out there, and not any of it more significant than the Knicks and their openness, allegedly, to trading Kristaps Porzingis. And this was first reported by Adrian Wojnarowski on The Vertical. Picked up by Mark Berman. And, you know, look, it the Unicorn is a very unique player. And averaged 18 points this year, 7 boards. Wore down again at the end of the year. So stamina is certainly an issue. But if you're the Knicks... And your inability, and I don't see any way that Carmelo is going to get unloaded tonight. Tomorrow night, excuse me. And unless it happens over the course of the summer, the Knicks are stuck with a really bad contract until the end of next year on an aging superstar who needs the ball. And will not give them the flexibility of being able to put good young players around them because of the fact they can't sign anybody. That, the opinion, which is certainly backed up by track record, Jimmy Dolan doesn't know his butt from a hole in the ground when it comes to running an organization. And also of the opinion, and it's been, you know, literally from about the 6-month point on, with Phil, that Phil doesn't know is behind from a hole in the ground. So, with that being said, allegedly, Porzingis is on the market. Now, let's be fair about this, okay? Phil hasn't been going around calling people. People have been reaching out about Porzingis since he blew off the exit meeting at the end of the season. Now, supposedly, Hornacek tweeted out to him or sent him a text message or something and never got a response. And Kristaps is summering in Latvia, which he's entitled to do. But again, I'm not one of those that says anybody in particular is untouchable. For the right deal, pretty much anybody in my mind can be had. And for Phil not to do due diligence is idiocy. I mean, if New Orleans comes a calling and they want to trade out Boogie Cousins or Anthony Davis, yeah, I'm talking to you. There was a report in Phoenix, one of the radio shows out there, that the Knicks that the Knicks were looking for Devin Booker in the number four. Fortunately for us, we got our own lottery pick, and that's Sean Devaney, who joins us from the Sporting News right now. Sean, I can't keep up with it. How'd you do on the train ride?
Yeah, I can't keep up with it either, really. This has been one of the craziest weeks I've ever seen leading into a draft, that's for sure.
Well, let's start right away with what Danny did, switching out the one for the three. Everybody's spouting him as a genius because he picked up yet another asset. I'm looking at him to pick up another big man so Al Horford can actually play power forward. I'm not as thrilled with this as everybody else is.
You know, a lot of it's going to come down to is Markelle Fultz what so many people seem to think he is. You know, if he comes out and is the second coming of James Harden, as some people think he is, then the Ainge is not going to look very good here. But if Danny can take the picks he has next year and perhaps a couple of the players on the roster now and package them for, like you say, a big guy or for some other asset that can make them competitive next season, then it could be a win-win situation for both teams. He's also banking on, you know, either Josh Jackson or Jason Tatum having a pretty high ceiling and thinking that they're not going to regret letting Fultz go because one of those guys will be just as productive.
But, you know, does it become, and I guess the upside for Jackson with his offensive ability is more than Jay Crowder, but is he starting to duplicate assets if he goes in that direction?
Well, yeah, but you know, like I say, he's got other things in mind in terms of potential trades and things that the Celtics might be able to do going forward. So, I think he's looking at it as the more young assets he has, the easier it is to acquire. Let's say, and this is just speculation, but let's say Anthony Davis does come available. You want to be in as good a position as possible to make a deal like that, and they feel like they're set up like nobody else in case something like that happens.
Well, if he was able to pull that off, I'd definitely bow down to the statue of Danny. I don't know if you saw it on the train, but Dwight Howard got moved yet again.
Yeah.
To Charlotte. And you know, look, Cho's no idiot, but it at this point in his career, I'm not a big Dwight Howard fan. I mean, he certainly can rebound, but he just gets in the way on offense. And I guess, do they plan on playing him and Kaminsky together up front? If not, I see this as a what the hell new move.
Yeah, you know, I think that this is more of a Steve Clifford thing than a Rich Cho thing. I think Clifford spent much of last year complaining to the front office that he didn't have enough on the defensive end, and the fact that they were able to pluck Howard, without giving much back. I think he looks at that as a win. I agree with you that the offense is going to be a question, whether it's Zeller or whether it's Frank Kaminsky. They're going to need an offensive-minded big man in there. Clifford has a lot of faith in Kaminsky, and the second half of the year he did play much better, but he also felt like he was giving up a lot defensively. So I think for Steve Clifford this is a bit of a win, but they're going to be under pressure now. I mean, not just the front office but also the coaching staff. They're going to have to now that they got the asset that they wanted to defend the middle, like you say, it's not going to make your offense run any better, but at the very least, you got somebody that you wanted. Now you're going to have to produce.
Sean Devaney joining us here in the attack. And from the other end, Millsap's 31. He goes into free agency next year. They got rid of the point guard last year. It seems as if it's a team that's rebuilding, but they're not telling their fan base that they're rebuilding. They got virtually nothing in return. And I don't know what they're doing down in Atlanta. I honestly don't.
Yeah, they made the decision to start rebuilding in January when they traded away Kyle Korver. That was sort of step one in terms of picking up a draft pick going forward and starting to recognize that these guys were heading into their early 30s and they'd probably peak. They hit their high point. But then they pulled back. They had a 6-game win streak in there and they started thinking, okay, well, we can still be a pretty good playoff playoff team, I think that's a mistake. You know, look, if you've made the decision to start rebuilding, then you got to commit to it and stick with it. And I think the fact that they pulled off, they didn't trade Millsap when it looked like he was all but gone. They pulled him off the market, and I thought that was a mistake. And now they're, as you say, sort of in the middle. And I think that's a bad place to be, where you're not quite rebuilding, but you're certainly not moving forward.
Yeah, and if you're not moving forward in this league, you're moving backwards. You know, we talk about it all the time, and we've seen the progression from the NBA being a traditional league with different styles over the years to success comes on the perimeter now. Yet some of the teams are not taking that philosophy, and the trade that the Lakers made yesterday, moving D'Angelo Russell, getting Brook Lopez, who I've always liked as a player, but you know, obviously has had issues staying on the court, appears to be healthy now. It seems as if Magic is setting himself up for a Lopez, Paul George, if they pull the trigger this year, or wait till next year, and then Lonzo Ball or whoever they grab at the two position as a point guard to put their big three together. In today's NBA, number one, will that work? And number two, will it be enough to placate the LA fans while they try to complete the rebuild over the next 2 years or so?
No, you know, I don't think Lopez is going to be a long-term part of their future. You know, once his contract runs up, I think they wind up letting him go. I think that this was more about, finding a place for D'Angelo Russell, getting a pick in return, and getting sort of a decent big man who can kind of hold down that position for a couple of years before you do, like I say, move on. So, I think that was more the thinking with the Lakers and, their ability to try to cobble a team around what Lonzo Ball does. I mean, that's going to be the real key here, and I don't think Lopez is necessarily part of that. I think they're going to continue to look for where are the assets that we can get in terms of shooters and things like that who can take advantage of what Lonzo Ball does. So they add a pick. They've got two picks at the end of the first round, and I think that's what the real interest in the Lakers was. I don't think Lopez is necessarily a long-term part of what they're going to do.
Interesting. And they did get rid of Mozgov's contract, so that helps some.
Yeah, that was a real priority for this front office after last year. You saw two really bad contracts in Deng and Mozgov, and they wanted to try to wipe the slate clean and give themselves a chance to attack a little bit in free agency probably next year. But we'll see what happens in terms of trades this year.
Yeah, and I guess for D'Angelo Russell, and I'm going to keep it short and sweet because I wanted you to be able to get to your hotel. people are projecting him as a bust already. I don't see it personally. I mean, the kid averaged 15 points a game in his second year. That doesn't stink, and maybe the fresh start does him good.
Yeah, I think it's really going to come down to the work he wants to put in. You know, maybe this will be a wake up call for him because the talent's there. And if you talk to people around the Lakers, the frustration with him has been work ethic and sort of having that drive, having that ability to really push and make himself a better player. That's where the frustration has been. In his defense, it's been, chaotic there for the 2 years that he's been there. It's been a mess, so I don't think you can put all that on him. But I think, maybe a new location and, coming in with a team that's rebuilding with a coach I really like, Kenny Atkinson, maybe that'll be something where Russell starts to get it a little bit more, works on his game a little bit more, and becomes the kind of guy who can take advantage of the talent that he has.
In a minute, Butler, George, Porzingis. Any of them get moved tomorrow night?
I don't think Porzingis. I think that there's a chance that Butler, if Butler winds up going to the Timberwolves, then I think that is something that would happen tomorrow. If not, then that deal probably falls apart, and Butler winds up going somewhere next month. George, I think that's something again that I think they can wait on. I think it definitely does happen next month at the latest, but possibly tomorrow. I think there's of all those three guys, I think George probably has the best chance to be on the move tomorrow.
social media where my fans can find all your great work.
Just at Sean Devaney, so it's S-E-A-N, always at sportingnews.com in the NBA section.
Appreciate the couple minutes. Go enjoy some good food, get to juniors, and have some fun. Thanks for being here.
All right. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Sean Devaney from the Sporting News. Let's step aside. We'll wrap it up on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Wrapping it up here. Thanks to Sean Devaney for coming on board. A lot of people moving around, trying to get into town, get settled in. Everything's fast and furious as far as trade talks and everything else. And I mean, it really is fluid for a lot of these teams. So appreciate him coming on and taking the time. Again, we'll have more tomorrow. Reaching out to Pat, try to get Pat Williams on, guy who's traded 2 number one overall picks. I don't know if I get his opinion on what Danny Ainge did. So hopefully we'll be able to secure him. But as we go forward into tomorrow's NBA draft, I'm sure there'll be more stuff to talk about. Hope you enjoyed it. For sending Roberto out on the West Coast, for Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.